Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, Serve in Unity. In this session, we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Christians are different. Let's read that passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who are every place, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by Him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. An axiom is a fact which cannot be explained, yet is reliably true. One of the axioms of Christian faith is this: Christians are different. What makes this difference? God's Word reveals that Christians are different because of their new faith in Christ and their continuing faith in Christ. The Apostle Paul describes the differences in a Christian life. And our text presents five differences that Jesus Christ makes in a person. First of all, there is the difference of the experience of grace. Look at verse 4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus. No person becomes a believer apart from the grace of God. Becoming a child of God is not the reward of human efforts. It is an unmerited gift of grace. Look at John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I knew when I was saved, I knew I was different, but I couldn't explain it at all. He said, given to you, is in the Greek aorist tense. It's an action, the aorist tense is an action that was completed at a point in time. The moment a person receives Christ as personal Savior, the Lord gives His grace to him or her. It's an amazing grace. Unacceptable people are accepted, and guilty people are forgiven. No one can pay God for His grace, so all human boasting is canceled. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 speaks to this. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Paul is addressing the church at Corinth. And in doing this, he first mentions grace, and for good reason. People are different as Christians because of an experience of grace. And that's the only reason that we're different. Second, there's the difference of the essence of holiness. Verse 2, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours, sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Here are two aspects of sanctification. Sanctified is our position in Christ, and called is our progress in Christ-likeness. By His sacrifice on the cross, Jesus puts us in the position of being different. The process of holiness occurs as we open our life to Christ. The longer we live in Christ, the more like Him we become. And then third, there's the difference of the enrichment of spiritual gifts. Look at verse 5, verse 7, the first part of it. Verse 5, that you were enriched in everything by Him in all utterance and all knowledge. And then verse 7, the first part of it. So that you come short in no gift. Listen, we can be born with natural talents. We can learn various skills in life. We can learn trades. We can learn music, athletics. Rewards can be earned, but spiritual gifts are given to Christians and they cannot be earned or learned. The gifts God gives to believers are to be used for His work, to help His church, and to bring Him honor. They're not given to us to gratify ourselves. And then fourth, there's the difference of the expectancy of Christ's return. Look at the second part of verse 7. Eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apart from Christ, year just follows year with no hope. Nirvana? No. Reincarnation? Jehovah's Witnesses? No. Christians have a unique view of history, that it's moving steadily toward a climax. Believers are waiting for Christ's return. And so it all makes sense. His Lordship will be revealed. Evil will be defeated. And eternity in heaven will be a reality. There's the hope. We don't just go through life as Christians with no hope, it making no sense. But it all makes sense in Christ. And then fifth, there is the difference of the enjoyment of fellowship. Look at verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Before realizing our future hope of eternal life, which is going to come, either when we leave this life through death, or we are raptured out when God takes His church. Before realizing our future hope of eternal life, Christians enjoy present fellowship with Jesus Christ. Fellowship among believers is unique. It's called koinonia. And it's something that only occurs in the body of Christ because of the Holy Spirit's presence. As soon as you meet another Christian, it's like your family. You don't even have to have known that person or have ever met that person before. But because of koinonia, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, fellowship occurs. And it's like your family. That's the ministry of grace. Christian fellowship is related to our common experience in Christ. We're different, and Jesus is the reason. You think about all that, and you have a great day.